This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ, the 17 Bible periods, Lesson 2. In our previous lesson, we noticed the first four periods of the Bible. They're all four found in the book of Genesis. And they would be before the flood, the scattering of the people, and the patriarchs. It's during the period of the patriarchs that we learn how the Hebrew people arrive in Egypt. And it involves the story of Joseph. Of course, our transition question or observation is, did the Hebrew people stay in Egypt forever? And the answer is no. They exited from Egypt. Under the leadership of Moses, chosen by God, Moses would lead the people up out of Egypt. And so we have number 5, the Exodus. When they leave Egypt, God is leading them toward the Promised Land. And after about a 12-month journey, they arrive at Kadesh Barnea at the southern border. They send in 12 spies, one man from each tribe, to spy out the land. When those men come back to the elders of Israel, 10 of them bring back a very negative report. They had the "I can't" attitude. They didn't believe they could go in and conquer. However, two of them, Joshua and Caleb, wanted to go immediately because they had faith and trust in God that they could indeed conquer the land. But as a whole, Israel listened to the negative report and they refused to invade and conquer on that occasion. And so God sentenced them to wander in the wilderness. And so the sixth Bible period is the wandering in the wilderness. Our transition question is real simple. Did they wander forever? No, they wandered for 40 years. And those years of wandering would come to an end when it came time to invade and conquer the Promised Land. And so Bible period number 7, the invasion and conquest. And so we have our first 7, before the flood, the scattering of the people, the patriarchs, the Exodus, the wandering in the wilderness, and the invasion and conquest. Join us for lesson 3.